Hello and welcome to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. This is the Charger Rundown. I'm Hannah Connolly.
And I'm Evan Mick with all things Charger Athletics.
We're here with Julia Wagner, member of the Hillsdale College tennis team. Thank you so much for joining us, Julia.
Thank you so much for having me, Hannah and Evan.
Yeah, so in tennis, would you rather serve or return?
Ooh, that's a loaded question. I would say it's how I'm feeling that week leading up to, or if I've had the chance to see the opponent warm up, not so much here at when playing college, but before college, you get normally a 5-minute warm up with your opponent. And if I see that their serve might be like lacking or something, my serve feels really good in the warm up again, or my return game feels on, their returns suck. It just really depends on that. And then I'll just decide. But a lot of coaches say different things. Like I've had one coach say return every single time. It's just like it gets in the other opponent's head when you like, because it's not common to say, let me return first. So the other person gets psyched out and they're like, oh gosh, I have to serve now first. So it really just depends on how I'm feeling. Usually I'm serving first.
So tennis is one of the more individual sports. Talk to me a little bit about how you specifically and your team as a whole make sure to implement the team aspect into the sport.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, tennis is tricky because you're out there by yourself, but you always know that there's going to be teammates on the side cheering for you and riding out the match with you. But honestly, we pray together before every single match, and that sets us straight right before going out. And then we do just a little pep talk. Courtney has gotten really good this semester at just like bringing us together right before a match. Other small things that we do are come up with a playlist that we want to hear in warm up. Like we'll text the chat what songs we want to hear today. And our team actually has a tradition where we have to play Crab Rave. If you don't know what Crab Rave is, it's this like, I don't even know what genre, house. I don't know. Like what's the beat step genre? What is that?
I don't even know.
I don't. Like the dubstep song, and it's just these crabs raving on a beach. And it's like, if we don't hear it before we go out and play, we're going to lose. Like, we're going to have a horrible day. No, I'm kidding. Well, like, it's just, it sets off the vibes for the day. Like we're doing this together. We all love that song. And it just like, yeah. And the music thing just really helps us, but that's kind of it.
So I know that you had an ankle injury. What has been the most difficult thing about being hurt?
Watching and not being able to play. But honestly, I've gotten used to that. I haven't always been a starter here in Hillsdale. I actually came in with a pretty bad back injury. I have some herniated discs in my lower spine. So I kind of got used to being on the sideline in the beginning. But yeah, it's tough, especially being a senior, just knowing that I'm kind of closing the chapter on my college career and then not being able to participate in every practice kind of sucks. But I've been trying to make up for it by, you know, being really involved in everything we do outside of practice when we hang out. And then I have been coaching on the weekends as well. So that keeps me involved.
So how are you working on getting back on the court?
Yeah, so Dan has been the best. Dan Hudson is one of our trainers here on our training staff, and he has just been so dedicated to helping me get back. So yeah, this injury happened, I'd say over a month and a half ago now, and we didn't really know what was going on. And it's actually tendonitis, so it's not anything crazy. It kind of validated the fact that it was hurting, but at the same time, it's not like, you know, I'm not going to be on the bench forever because of it. But Dan, yeah, I've been seeing him every single day. He's been coming up with a really great rehab plan for me. He's been taping it up. I see Evan in there every day. He keeps me in a good mood, especially when I'm dealing with something like this.
And you guys have a smaller team this year. So how does that change your dynamic on and off the court?
Yeah, so we had 11 last year and now we're down to 8. I would say the good side of it is that we know each other more. And that's also the bad part of it is that we're around each other so much. And sometimes, you know, when you're just around a group of girls so much, we don't fight or anything, but, you know, little tiffs happen, but they always get resolved. But honestly, these are my best friends. I couldn't even imagine Hillsdale without these girls. Yeah, they made my experience so memorable.
And how do you make sure that when you're playing in a match, you're keeping everything on the court and you're not lingering and holding it after that match is over?
Yeah, so that is something that coach tries to remind us of, that to leave it all out on the court and to not leave a match wishing we could have done something different or wishing we could have done better. And I'm not gonna lie, that is something that I do struggle with a lot, is having a bad match and having it affect me for days on end. But then I just have to remind myself of everything that I have outside of tennis. You know, like my academics come first here. And so that's a way for me to remind myself, put myself in check. Like, Julia, you have an exam tomorrow. Like, please, this match doesn't even matter anymore. Like it affected you then. You're gonna fail this class if you don't pass that exam tomorrow. You know, not actually, but that's just what I remind myself is bigger picture stuff, just to get over it, because that's the only way. I mean, losses suck, and it's also good to lose, because you know you learn so many things, like how to come back and bouncing back, stuff like that.
If you were talking to a potential recruit, what would you tell them is the most significant and memorable aspect of the tennis program at Hillsdale? What sets Hillsdale apart from other programs?
Mm-hmm. I would say that our team is a lot different than other teams that you would encounter, especially like in the GMAC or just across the U.S. We handle things differently. We have a higher standard on the court, as in like better morals. You see a lot of cheaters just in tennis all the time, and unfortunately you would think it would stop in college, but that just isn't the case. And I just know that we would never do something like that. Also, we have each other's backs in every single situation. I remember Northwood played us at home in the fall, and it was really hot that day, and one of the girls on the Northwood team actually passed out playing Mel. Evan was there. I had to drag her into the Bierman and shower her and bring her back to life, kind of. And it was just sad to see none of her teammates there supporting her. And that is something that I just rely on my teammates on and off the court for every single other problem. So I would say to a recruit coming in, like, this isn't just about tennis. This is about creating lifelong friends. And we're always going to be there for each other. So you really have to make an effort to do that for everyone.
So what would you say is the best part of your game, or like what is your play style like?
Okay. It's changed a lot over the years. I would say it's more of an aggressive style. I kind of just go for everything whenever I can. I've been trying to teach myself to be more patient. I used to try to finish the point really quickly, like serve, volley, a few shots. But now I'd say being in college, my style has changed more to grinding out the point. I don't need to hit the ball super, super hard to end the point. I can stay in the point as long as I want. My favorite shot is my forehand, so I try and seek that out more. But honestly, more errors do come from my forehand. When I say better shot, I would say like I would go to hit a winner with my forehand. I rely a lot on my backhand to stay in rallies. My serve is quite solid, but the one thing is my mind. I need to work on that a bit. It will get the best of me if I say have like a 40 ball rally and then I lose that rally. I'm kind of thinking about it for the next game, which is a problem in tennis. You need to forget within 20 seconds pretty much going into the next point. I would say now my style is more of like grind.
So do you have a pregame routine? And if so, what is it? What are some of the things that you have to do to get in the right headspace before a match?
I need to get at least 9 hours of sleep. I sleep a lot. If I don't get the 8 to 9 hours, I am miserable the next day. I have a horrible day.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Fuel. I need to eat for sure. Some players won't eat very much because they don't want to feel heavy, but I like to get my protein in for sure before I'm playing. Hydrate. I suffer from migraines, and so if I don't start drinking water first thing when I wake up, it's a problem. So I'm doing that in order to avoid having to take some sort of pain medication. And then music. I have to listen to music before. If I don't, it's not right going out and to warm up without music.
What is the biggest difference between home and away matches?
I actually play better away. I say that's kind of rare. Most people play better at home with that atmosphere, but I kind of like traveling and just like showing up to a fresh place and just getting to play and kind of prove myself in a way. But the one thing about being home is like you recognize the courts, you know, for sure, like the elements, the lighting, you know, everything around you is familiar. There's not stuff that you have to figure out when you show up to a new place. Every single indoor facility is different. Sometimes the lights, you have to toss the ball differently when you're serving because the lights are hanging so low. So I've dealt with that before. I think honestly, mindset wise too, away, you know, usually the people there are going to be against you. Tennis doesn't have a crazy amount of supporters, especially in D2, but with the supporters that we have, they're usually for the other team when we're away. But we do have those parents that are riding with us and always are show up to our away matches, which is very, very sweet. But I'd say home, we have that more, you know, feeling of, I don't know, teamwork, like the whole school is behind us. Everyone's there showing up.
So we talked a little bit about kind of the things that you've had to overcome mentally at Hillsdale and throughout your entire tennis game, but what is like a specific challenge that you have faced mentally that you've overcome while at Hillsdale? How did you overcome it? Who was there? How did you work through that?
Yeah. So actually, aside from my injuries, my back put me out. Freshman year, I had to go home early both semesters, and I actually ended up missing GMAX. And like the conference tournament, I missed, and we won it that year. And it was the only year that we won it, and I was the only person that was gone. And I earned the trophy. I was there like for most of the matches, but not for the conference. And that's still tough for me looking back and realizing like, you know, I earned it, but at the same time, I didn't really put in the conference work to get that. So I feel like these last 3 years I've been like really trying to focus on getting that ring, you know, and earning it and being there.
Do you think that playing Friday or Saturday and then playing another match the day afterward has a large difference in how you play that second day?
Yes. I would say, are you saying if we have a doubleheader? Sorry.
Yeah. If you've like two matches back-to-back days.
Yes. Doubleheaders are tough, and we've had a lot this year. We usually weren't doing that with Coach Nikki, our former coach now. Coach Liam scheduled a lot of doubleheaders.
I feel like you have doubleheaders like every weekend.
Every weekend. Yeah, we have a doubleheader right tomorrow and the day after. You know, I, since I've been injured, usually when doubleheaders roll around, I've only been playing one day. So, It changes for people who play both days. Their bodies are shot the next day. Coach will sometimes give us the Monday and the Tuesday off just to like help us recover. But if we've won the Friday and we're going into the Saturday, I would say it gives us really good momentum and we're kind of like, let's get this, you know, a second dub under our wing. But if we lose Friday, sometimes it's just like, oh, we gotta, you know, we still want to win really badly, but it's more of like an uphill, you know, it's a battle trying to climb that hill. It's tough.
And so what is your major and what are your plans after graduating?
I am a psychology major, and my plans after Hillsdale don't have much to do with psychology directly. I want to be a lawyer. I'm planning to go to law school. My dad is a lawyer, and I've just been around it my entire life. And I've been interning at a law firm for the past 3 years, and I'm actually going to go and work for him when I graduate. And then that's when I'm going to figure out, like, get my highest LSAT score and then figure out where I want to go to school. As of right now, I actually don't even have an area that I'm looking for. I just kind of want to take a little bit of break from school, maybe for a year, and then for sure go back. So,
well, if you're just joining us, we're listening to Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM. So, Julia, when you're speaking to yourself in another language during the match, what language are you speaking and what are you saying to yourself?
My mom is from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, and I'm speaking Portuguese. Brazilian Portuguese, and I am telling myself focus for one, because I lose focus really, really easily. A few curse words here and there. I won't lie to you, Evan. You've been privy to that. And my own name, I just say my name, how it sounds in Portuguese. And that reminds me of my mom screaming at me at home, you know, when I'm doing something wrong, and it sets me straight and I can go back into the next point. But yeah, honestly. Oh, also I just tell myself like, the court is so big, make the ball in the court. It's just, tennis is such an insane sport. Like the margins are so large, but you miss so much. I don't know. It's just, yeah. So I tell myself, I kind of try to make the sport seem easier and dumber than it is so that I can, you know, trick myself into believing I can do it. And yeah.
Yeah. Keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
But what does your name sound like in Portuguese?
Julia. There's an accent on the U. There's an accent on the U. So
yeah, very fun. So yeah. That's how you talk to yourself. On
yes,
the court.
Yes. Honestly, I'll speak Spanish as well sometimes. Okay. I'm like 80% fluent in Spanish, so I'm not 100%. So if there's a lot of people around, I feel kind of embarrassed to sound like what is this girl from? Like she's not actually Spanish, you know? I'm a poser. If I speak Spanish and I'm not from like a Spanish speaking country, but it just is so satisfying to speak in Spanish when you're playing tennis. Like all of the little tiny Spanish phrases hit so hard when you do well and when you do poorly. So I love speaking in Spanish, but it's mostly Portuguese. Yeah.
So walk me through a typical day as a student athlete at Hillsdale. How do you manage your time between school and tennis?
Ooh, I think now it's just, you know, second nature. Having done it for 4 years, Any free time that I have, I use it for school, like usually, or relaxing and getting some time to just reset, refresh. But I use my calendar on my phone religiously every single day. Every minute of my day is planned on my calendar, and I have it on my watch as well. And I'll look at my watch and I'll say, where, like, if I'm lost or something, or what am I doing? I look at my watch and it says, Julia, like, you should be here. You should be in this building. And I do that every single day before the next day, like, down to the minute, down to the bathroom break. Like, I have scheduled bathroom breaks. I know what I'm impressive. Getting up and what I'm doing, because I am naturally a very disorganized person. Mm-hmm. So if I didn't do that, I would have flunked. I would not be here if I was not able to, like, keep myself so organized with, like, lists, to-do lists. So I see Christy Meyer at Academic Services. Shout out to Christy. She's if you amazing. Go to Hillsdale, you need to go to Christy Meyer. Like, I'm not kidding. She is the best thing Hillsdale has to offer. I really, really think so. But yeah, so I struggled a lot academically my freshman year. I was just so disorganized, didn't know what I needed to do to be successful here. And I went to see her and she taught me so many things. And one of those things was to-do lists. And that sounds so easy, but I color coordinate assignments. So like, if I ever feel an ounce of stress, I'll sit there, whip out my notebook, and I'll write, you were stressed about this, 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 and I'll jot it all out. And then I have highlighters like red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple, and not purple, till blue. And then red means like, you need to do this today. Like, you're doing, this is your task for today. And then yellow or orange will be like in the next 3 days. And then orange is next week. And then whatever color is next is the next month. And then blue is, oh, like, I wanted to get this Lululemon crossbody bag and, like, look it up online. It's like something that, yes, I want to do, but like, it has nothing to do with school, but it's like somehow bugging me and on my mind. So I just really plan things out visually. I like to see everything that I need to do and cross it off when I'm done.
We sound a lot alike.
Yeah.
Yeah. And very much, I love to check off the things I've done after
I've done
them.
It feels so good.
Like, even when
I
forget to write them down sometimes, I'll write them down and cross them off after I've done them.
Same. Something I already did today, because it feels good to be like, yeah.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
What is your favorite tennis team memory?
Oh my goodness. Tatum and I, she's a graduate, but when we were in Florida, we went kayaking on the Intercoastal, and it was just honestly so fun to me. And we were like picking up coconuts with our bare hands and putting them in, probably disgusting coconuts that have been rotting in the Intercoastal for months. But we picked them up, brought them back to the house. And actually, Florida's getting infested with like these poisonous snail eggs or something like that. They're these pink looking foamy things on the side. So we would take our kayak sticks and whack them off. Anyways, we brought the coconuts back to the house and the whole team just like was trying to break them open. And that memory just lives in my head. I love it.
That's so funny because, yeah, I'm a Floridian and I've never heard of these.
Okay, you need to look this up things. After. They're disgusting.
That's disgusting. That's pretty nasty. We've always been told that you can't eat the coconuts because they put the fertilizer in the soil, and so it's really bad for you. But I didn't know there were snail eggs.
Oh, well, that's why I've been sick for the last year.
Yeah,
right. but apparently there were, after the fact, we learned that there were alligators in the water, and I was like, if I had known that there were alligators in the water underneath me while I was fully putting my arms into the Intercoastal and grabbing those coconuts, I would have been out of there in a second.
Yeah, alligators are pretty much in any body of water besides like a pool in Florida.
Oh, is that why all the residents were giving a side eye? Like, why are
that
you
could
like
be.
All in the water?
Yeah, maybe like really worried about you. Oh, okay. Or like, why are you taking our coconuts?
Oh. It was theft. Okay, that's a problem. We didn't do that. That memory's fake. It's a lie.
We would never steal.
No.
And so, as a senior, how have you handled leaving school and ending your tennis career, pretty much?
It's so bittersweet. It is so bittersweet. Tennis is a roller coaster. There are days where you want to break your rackets. And there are days when it's everything. And I love the sport so, so much. Tennis is a life sport. So I'm not that worried about being done with tennis. I think when I leave here, I'll continue to play for sure. But more so just that competitive aspect being gone. I love to compete and I have my whole life. It's just been so amazing. And I can't imagine like not having a match to look forward to or like something to prepare for like this. But I'm sure life will throw something similar at me.
In a lot of other sports, there are large rivalries and they're often started by like physical contact. In tennis, do you have a rival, like a rival team, even though there isn't a lot of physical contact in the sport, or shouldn't be?
Currently, Northwood, because last time we played them at home, it was such a fiasco. Evan was there again. And yeah, this is the one where the girl passed out. So Canella, another graduate, 2022 graduate, she is the definition of a grinder to the point where it drives you insane. Like, props to her. She's one of those players where it's like you want her on your team. You do not want to have to play her. Watching her play someone else is like you have the biggest grin on your face, like, haha, watch what she's doing. But if you have to play her, you want to break your racket, and you never want to see the court again if you are playing Canella. Love her. Anyways, she was playing a Northwood girl, and this was probably a 50 to 60. No, sorry. That's not giving it justice. How long was that point, Evan? 5 minutes?
I have no idea.
They played a 5 minute point. Like, the point was so long that I walked to go get a chair, to go get a jacket. The longest point you could ever imagine in tennis. Like, the length of a game, basically. And Canella wins the point. It's game point. She's going to, like, I guess she called a ball out that was close, but that's just how tennis works. It was out. Anyways, she goes to change the scorecard to go back, and the girl comes up to her with her racket and, like, pits it against her throat. And whacks at the net. And whacks the scorecard. Basically, like, physically touches her with her racket. So yes, I don't like Northwood because of that.
Fair.
Yeah. Just because of that.
So that is all that we have for today. Thank you so much for joining us, Julia.
Thank you so much for having me, you guys.
And thank you for listening to the Charger Rundown on Radio Free Hillsdale 101.7 FM.
Have a great day.